on Revolution. Bookmark words on standby.
Log online, fan page loaded and ready.
Player stats loaded. Health check, go.
Weapons check. Ice check, complete.
We have launch for the Informant Podcast in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to the Informant Podcast. I'm Pistol Pete from Spockholm, and tonight I have with me Jenna, Death by Gucci, and Jennifer, the Mafia Wars Loot Lady. What's happening, ladies?
Hey, hey.
Hey, hey.
What's up?
Hey.
How you doing, everybody? Jen, you had a good weekend.
You feeling better, Jenna?
I am, thanks.
Good.
We had a little weird bug that floated around here for a few days, kind of took care of the kids, and then by the time I was getting them healthy, I was ill. So, but yeah, no, I bounced back. It was actually just a relatively easy bug.
Now you're
yeah, unlike Zynga bugs.
Yeah, yeah, my bug was correctable, treatable. But anyway, so what's up? Anything new this weekend?
Not too much going on, really. Had to mow the lawn. I don't like mowing the lawn.
I think there's one more time. Maybe I need to do that this year.
I had to leave Mafia Wars to go mow the lawn. Go figure. No, just kidding.
That's what's nice about Vegas is we have rocks.
Uh-huh. Yep.
We had a lawn for a while, but then it was the whole, it's too hot to mow it. And we were spending more money on replacing the grass.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And finally just decided to get rocks.
Oh, I'm telling you. Like
it's
even,
like a script.
I would do the same thing.
Yeah, even here, except for we have homeowners association that says a certain percentage of your house has to be grass and all kinds of stipulations. But
yeah, we have that too.
Like this weekend, this summer, I mean, the water bills were astronomical. I eventually basically had to stop watering.
Me too. Yep.
Yeah. So next year I'm putting in a well. Nice. Suck it from the ground.
Oh, like on Farmville.
Yeah. Just like Farmville. That's exactly where I was coming from.
They have wells in Farmville.
I think you're still holding an addiction to the Farmville thing going there.
Are you still doing this to yourself?
I quit.
Did
okay,
you?
Good.
I did.
Good.
Because the cross promotion did come out, and unfortunately, it's level 20.
And we thought 12 maybe?
12
yeah,
maybe.
Well, the past three cross promotions have been level 12.
Mm-hmm.
And I really think it's a lot to ask of Mafia Wars players. It's not easy to get there.
Yeah. We're having a hard time playing this game, dear God.
Yeah, I mean, I got to level 25, but I also had some glitches, and I could not reproduce them. Mm-hmm. But they helped me out, and I didn't stop it. I was going to stop at 12, but I was like, hey, this is fun. And I kept playing. And I finally stopped at level 25 when I ran out of all the water, because then it was like I had to go beg for everything. Uh-huh. And I had been used to just having it. It was like a luxury. And then I was like, wow, this game went from being fun, and I had even considered playing it and mm-hmm. on top of Mafia Wars. And then as soon as I had to go start begging for everything, I was like, no, this is not fun.
I know. We begged for so much already.
Yeah, it should be like a little lesson to them, because I didn't have to beg for water. I don't know how I tried to reproduce it, but I got like 9,000 waters.
And it made it fun for you because you weren't begging.
And I was really thinking of playing it. I didn't want to stop. Like, there's a lot of like mini goals you can make in that game, like to get, you know, blue ribbons for your crops and things like that. And I kind of really liked it.
Mm-hmm.
And then as soon as, you know, that water ran out, then it was like, no, this is just like a begging. And then if you don't want to beg, you can buy it.
Yeah, whatever.
And I'm not going to buy anything in a different game. What, if I'm going to spend money, it's going to be for my Mafia Wars character.
What you've been working on, right.
So I did quit, and I feel kind of silly because I panicked because the cross promotion was on a slow roll. And with Chefsville, quite a big percentage of people did not get the cross promotion. It was never activated on their accounts.
Mm-hmm.
And they went ahead and got to level 12. Well, they never got the rewards. And so I thought, oh no, this is going to happen to me.
Oh God.
And then I went to customer support, and I was kind of through a fit. And now I felt stupid when it showed up.
When did you get yours? Because I just did yesterday.
I got it maybe, I want to say like 3 or 4 hours after it came out.
Right. Nice. Well, good. At least you had gotten that far.
Yeah. And so, you know, and since I had gotten to level 25, I did get all 4 of the loot items.
Mm-hmm. fun.
Yeah. So it was worth it, and it was a fun game. But I don't think it'll be fun for people, you know, if they have to constantly beg. And I think level 20 is really a lot to ask.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I'm not going to do it.
Ain't happening.
Well, I know a lot of people just said, screw it.
And I'm going to be Ross Perot. Ain't going to happen. Ain't going to do it.
Oh, help. Help.
Can I finish? Can I finish?
No,
sorry,
please.
I interrupted Jen.
And that's okay, because it was funny. But I know, like, Brandon, when it first started, Brandon and I kind of played it together, and we were trying to figure out, like, what got you the most experience. And I know he liked the game, and he stopped at level 12. And
thinking that would be that.
Yeah, and he said, nah, I'm not gonna finish it. I'll just be happy for level 12.
Wow, he got that far and still quit.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of hard if you quit, and then, like, if I had to go back, it was, I don't know, it just wouldn't be fun anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And it was fun, too, when you thought you were getting a head start.
Right, the advantage.
And normally these cross promotions last for 2 weeks, and honestly, I don't think that's enough time to get to level 12 or 20.
Right, yeah, there shouldn't be a time limit on it if you're investing your time, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy rip. That's what I'm telling you.
I got another milestone this week.
Did you really?
Well, yeah, it's pretty weak compared to you guys because you all have so much more stamina than me, but I passed 60,000 ices this week.
Whoa.
Oh, good.
Uh-huh.
Super horns.
And you have done a lot of yours manually in the past.
Yeah, that's the majority manual for sure of fighting. But so for me, that's a cool milestone.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I went to post it in my family's room, and this girl, Pam, had posted, like, minutes before me her 60,000 ices. And I'm like, that's so funny. And then so I iced my next person, and I got a second 60,000 ice post. So apparently I hit it twice.
Yeah, those numbers don't always match up. There's, like, we've kind of figured out there's maybe 3 or 4 different sets of numbers, and they never all jive.
Yeah, I thought it was funny. I got to post it. 2 different people got to be my 60,000. So, yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah, I have nothing to play for anymore. You know,
it always feels like that when you hit a goal.
Yeah, because I don't see myself getting a whole lot further than that. But
just keep setting new goals. That's what.
Yeah, I need new goals.
I reached my health goal.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I got to 20,000 health, and now I don't really enjoy crafting properties anymore.
Yeah, it's not the same.
So I'm thinking of switching to a different skill, but I don't know. It's kind of sad when you hit a goal.
Yeah, it's bittersweet, you know. Seems like it took forever. And then you're like, wow, I wasted that much time. Yep. So anything else, y'all?
There's always stuff going on. We got not tons in our area, but we got, I think we were talking about the Bego meter with the new property coming on and stuff like that. And so one of the things that was added was a brag button that as you reach your level of achievements, you get to click a button and then post your brag out there. And then then the cool part about it is when it hits your wall, it says that this was accomplished with the Begometer from Team Spockholm. Get it from Team Spockholm.
It's like your own spam.
It's like our own little spam meter. Yep. No.
Very nice.
But, yep. No, it's just... I'm trying to think what else we've had going on. It's nothing really that we're ready to go public with, so, but...
Based on my current speed, you won't do it. Better go buy some reward points.
That's usually what it says for me.
That's not going to happen yet. Oh, well. I'll give up on that one, too.
Yeah. No, very good, though. Keep giving her a go. Jen's probably got more stuff than all the rest of us, as usual, so... What do you got? And then I'll see if there's anything that we've done that can assist and make life easier.
Okay. Well, there's no real big... Hold on. I'm sorry.
It's take your pet to work day.
That's right. It's like Zynga.
Yeah.
The Zynga people should understand.
You know, I watched another story other night. John Stewart lets his whole crew of people bring their dogs to work. And I was thinking about when we were at Zynga and there was dog bowls everywhere and all that kind of thing. And a lot of employers are starting to let more and more people do that.
That's very, very common, I guess, or more common than you think, because we do at our office, we actually have employees that not regularly, but when necessary, bring their animals to work with them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sorry about that. That's my fine. Two dogs are with me right now.
Oh, okay. Yes. Greetings, puppies.
Yes, they could not take it that I was in the garage and they weren't. I guess I could just do this in the house, but I'm so used to doing it out here. Yeah. But they're being a little noisy.
Yo, what's up, dog? What's up?
New lady doggies.
Yep. Yeah, my cat passed away, so they know I'm sad, and they've been kind of more attached to me.
Oh, that's so sweet. They can sense that. Well, yeah, it's been a rough weekend, so bless your heart. Yeah.
But she was over 20 years old, so she had a good life.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah, and it's kind of sweet how the dogs are helping me.
That is really sweet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But they're still annoying.
They just want to love you.
They do.
They're all right sometimes.
Nothing really big has happened in the game. One nice thing is we've gotten a lot of these free gifts again from the Mafia Wars application. We got 10 of those prison keys, or they're called bunch of prison keys, but they only have one.
Yeah.
And for the Crafter's Choice event. And then we got 2 collectible stat cards, and each one had +2 attack and +2 stamina.
Which
and now for the first 2 gifts, you had to go find the request. And it was really a good chance to see how awesome the requestinator is. Because you don't even have to search for it. You just click a button and boom, it's there.
See, and you stole my thunder. I was going to say, and we have a Sparklet for that. Oh. Called the requestinator. But that's okay. Go ahead.
Well, and then I think because I made my blog post, I said, screw it. I am not going to outline the hard way to find these things. And so I was kind of like, don't do it the old-fashioned way. Do it the Spockholm way. And I kind of played up how cool this requestinator was. Mm-hmm. And then when the third gift came out, it was a pop-up. So everybody got it right away. And I laughed because I said, I bet they didn't like being showed up by Spockholm.
Yeah.
As usual.
Yeah, and then the droid mystery bags, kind of surprising that they stuck around for 3 whole days. And then they were pulled, but if you were good with saving your mystery bags, you could still collect that day. And then the very next day, they came out again, and they've been here for 2 days. So I've collected maybe 5 or 6 rounds of these bags.
I think I have too, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people have. And, you know, you kind of have to do a strategy when they're out, because you'll notice if you go and collect any of them after you've collected the 20, they won't count for family progression. For the helper part.
Mm-hmm.
So you kind of have to get, if you want to save them in your ZMC, you may not want to accept 100 of them because then half of them are gone.
Right.
So you have to kind of do the other things like use the loose slots, Spocklet, and you get 60 points there. You have 24 points if you just activate crew members.
Mm-hmm.
You know, go run the stream scanner, help people on jobs. There's a lot of ways to get those points. It's pretty easy. And then the goal is to just keep your droid mystery bags. Now, don't gift blast if you think they're going to get pulled. I made that mistake, and I gift blasted the day before they were pulled, and my whole ZMC was blue mystery bags. Because when they're no longer in the game and people return them to you, mm-hmm. they come back a blue mystery bag.
Mm-hmm.
So I was kind of sad. But then they got released again, so it didn't really matter. So I have about like 200 I'm nursing right now. Trying to prevent them from getting bumped.
Interesting.
And so you just have to run the gift collector a lot. And you can either ignore the gifts you don't want, but your goal is to not let too many gifts get in there that will bump out your mystery bags.
Yep.
And that's about all the exciting stuff that's in-game. And I did, on the last show, I talked about the new social support site, and I did learn a little bit more about that.
Uh-huh.
And there is a way to get to chat, and you have to go and create your account. And to me, the social support, it looks exactly like Get Satisfaction did.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's kind of funny.
Well, you know, I liked that better.
I know a lot of people did. But it's not organized and it's not moderated.
So they still got to get it together.
Yeah. It was funny because I went in and I started answering people's questions, but I spammed my link on every question I answered.
Well, dang it. Why won't they just hire us and we could take care of that part of the process here?
And maybe they've improved, but to me it was all spam. And the concept is you're, you know, kind of like the Loot Lady fan page runs. People ask questions and other people answer them. Mm-hmm. But they're not moderating, and so there's a lot of, like, people just going in there and saying stupid stuff.
Right.
Like, you know, one guy made about 20 posts. Like, one said, "Who's your daddy?" And just stupid things like that that aren't helping. And a lot of redundant questions. Like, I saw maybe 10 people ask the same question. So without moderation, I don't think they will succeed. And it's kind of funny, too, because to get to the Mafia Wars part, you have to click a drop-down menu, and it has all their games. And then Mafia Wars is listed under Other Games. And it's
really?
A tiny print, so you have to kind of search
for it. Come to that.
Yeah. We're Other Games.
Other Games.
But once you do that and you can get to that social support site, when you look to the right-hand column of the page, you'll see the icons for email and chat. But they're not on the regular customer support page, which, according to them, that's going to disappear in 2 weeks. The two systems are running in parallel for now, but then eventually the old customer support site, as we know it, will be gone.
Oh.
And we'll be left with this thing.
I see.
Hmm.
And that's all the new stuff I learned. And I learned it's not going to affect the Zynga forums, so those are still going to be there.
Right.
I wasn't sure at first because it kind of looked like it was combining support with the forums.
Confused people for a minute.
Yeah. And then another thing I talked about was the developer question and answer session. Mm-hmm. And I hadn't read through it. And, you know, I just posted a link. But last night, like, there wasn't much going on, so I read through it. And it was 8 pages. It wasn't bad. So what I did was copied each developer response onto the blog with kind of a paraphrased question of what people really asked. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like all their other stuff where, oh, just wait, keep playing, yay, bigger and better things are coming. Not a lot of whole concrete evidence, you know, that will help us in the future, but they did kind of say that basically that third family property, I don't think it's going to happen.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. They said not enough people were participating. Well, it's like, well, duh, because you made it so it's not worth robbing.
Right.
You know, we're already maxed on everything, so of course we're not playing.
Not every family is, though. I mean, there's quite a few out there that aren't.
Yeah, well, they'll get a chance to catch up. Because based on their responses, it doesn't look like that's going to be happening.
Right.
And then I say, well, just get rid of it then. Why does it have to say coming soon?
I know.
That's not even true.
Liars.
And then a lot of people ask what we always say on the show, will robbing be added to family progression? Will it be easier? And all the responses on that was they're considering it. They had a big no with increasing the family cap for members. And they also said that scaling experience, that was never going to happen. And so the only thing we really got out of it was that they are considering making it easier for families. And then I had to laugh at this one response when people said it was too hard to get their 150 ices. One of the developers said, well, that's why we added the mini bosses. And you're like, what? Do they even play this game? Like, can you even ice one of those guys?
Oh, funny.
Yeah. So, and you could tell it was kind of hard for them to keep a balance of how it is now with kind of making it easier. So I don't know what's going to happen there. And then when people asked about old cities coming back or new cities coming, their big response was, just wait, we have something bigger than cities. So I'm like, oh, or is it going to be planets now? Like VLA had a running joke on our fan page that the next destination was going to be Mars.
Yeah, I know. They may as well.
Total Recall, man.
Yeah.
Now that we've got our droid bags.
That's right.
Remember that... what were those called with the, I can't even think what they were called. Like those little mini destinations and they had the job heat meters.
Oh, yeah.
What were those called?
I don't remember what the name was, but I remember what you're talking about.
They had one that was 50,000 feet.
Yeah.
Was the destination.
Yeah.
Why can't I think of the name of that?
Because it was
now that's going to bug me. Mission something. Oh,
it's been a while ago now.
Yeah.
I haven't seen one of those in a bunch.
Challenge missions. That's what it was.
Oh, right.
Those were kind of all right because you got, you know, a decent number of loot items for what you were doing.
Yeah, I didn't mind those. They were easy.
Yeah.
And they said that there will be more family boss fights and that they had big things to come as far as features for families to work on together.
The Raven?
No. I don't know. Well, the Q&A session before this one, they pretty much hinted that the Raven was coming.
Uh-huh.
But, and that's the thing. That's why you hate to spend too much time on this stuff, because you'll go through it and then nothing will be accurate or true.
Believe it when I see it.
Right. Like with my stupid Farmville, they told me that it was going to be released like a couple weeks ago and it would be level 12 and it wasn't even true.
Lies.
And then I made a blog post about it. So then I looked like I was lying.
Mm.
So, like Pete said, you believe it when you see it.
Yep.
But it's an interesting read if you have time. Probably easier to read right on the forums, but I kind of did summaries, so depending on how much time you have.
Right. Or if you care.
Yeah. And most people don't care. Like, when I look at the number of page views on some of these posts, I can totally tell, like, what people care about and what they don't. If the word glitch or free is in the title, then it has like a ton of page
views. All over it, yep.
But if like pack, developers, you know, things like that, nobody cares. Collectible stat cards.
Nobody cares especially.
No.
Mm-hmm.
But that's about it.
You got anything else?
Nope.
Nope. Anybody got a shout out?
No.
Kind of touched on it when Chester was here on our 200th episode, but it was this weekend that was the anniversary of the fourth anniversary of OG. So I'll just say happy anniversary. I'll call that a shout out.
Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary.
And to Jen, who's had a really rough weekend. And I have been thinking about you all day and all last night. So I hope you're.
Thanks. No, pets are just hard because they have to go at some point.
When you've been with her a long time, so bless your heart. And
I'm just happy she didn't suffer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I made the right decision. But
you did. You're a good mom.
My shout out is to all the people who posted on my wall that they were sorry. That was really nice. And then a lot of other people I saw, they have lost pets too and know how it feels.
Oh, yeah. It's difficult. It's a part of your family and your life.
Yeah.
So. Well, we love you.
Aw, thanks.
So guess that's a wrap.
That's a wrap.
That's a wrap. Right.
Hey, Jen, where do you think they can find us?
They can find us on the web at informantpodcast.com. You can also find our fan page on facebook.com/informantpodcast.
Or you can leave us an email at tip@informantpodcast.com.
Hey, I think you can also find us on Twitter at informantpod.
And you can always leave us a rant on our rant hotline, which is 707-847-6852, 707-TIP-6852.
You have been listening to the Informant Podcast, the place where family is first.
I want a car, skid 'em, crash into the brave new world. I want to ride.